Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer. Welcome to this week's podcast, and we'll be looking on answering the question, how do you respond to God's love? Our core scripture is taken from Luke 7, verse 47. That's why I'm telling you that her many sins have been forgiven. Her great love proves that. But whoever receives little forgiveness loves very little. Gratitude is a natural response to uncommon favor. When we receive something that we didn't expect to get, our response is gratitude. What we do beyond that and our relationship with the person will never be the same. How you get to that place will be the focus of this week's podcast. So here's the thing. Have you ever been in a place where you did something or someone did something to you and you have decided to forgive the person and move on? You act as if nothing never happens and everything is okay. And what happened was so great and so heavy and so burdensome. The fact that you have been forgiven, for example, you owe somebody some money. It's a large sum of money. And the person tell you that, hey, you don't have to pay. It's okay. And your response to that is gratitude because it's an uncommon favor that you have received. And that's what I'm actually talking about. How do you respond to God's love? And the first question you want to look at it is, how do you recognize that you're in conflict with God? And the first one is by hearing the word of God being spoken to you, Romans 7 verse 7. And also by feeling ashamed about your actions, Ezekiel 16 verse 63. Every person has a void that needs to be filled. That void will be based on the needs that they have. The twofold nature of the process to recognize conflict with God starts with the teaching of the word. Most persons don't teach, instead they accuse and badger people. But what Jesus did was totally different. He spoke the word, facilitated questions, and met the needs through the power of the Holy Spirit. Meeting the needs came in the form of healing and deliverance. Other times it came in the form of a miracle. That demonstrated that God is real and can meet the needs of his people. Without those needs being met, nothing would happen. The next concept is the response of the people. You won't change unless you are convicted to change. When you see and understand that you need God and how you are living is in conflict with him, then action takes place. True change happens when you feel guilty that you dishonored God and yourself by the way you live. At that point, you will make an effort to change, not before. The woman in the story we read earlier came to Jesus in Luke 7 verse 36 onwards, realized that Jesus would help her change her life. When she got an encounter with him, she started crying. She poured expensive perfume on him and started kissing his feet. That's an expression of how grateful she is for Jesus' help. Jesus' response was that her faith enabled her to receive forgiveness. But the point is, she recognized that she needed to change her life and that Jesus could help her do that. Romans 7 verse 7 describes it as this. What should we say then? Are Moses' laws sinful? That's unthinkable. In fact, I wouldn't have recognized sin if those laws hadn't shown it to me. For example, I wouldn't have known that some desires are sinful if Moses' teachings hadn't said never have wrong desires. So the question is now, what should you do after you recognize that you're in conflict with God? First thing is that you should go and discuss the matter with him, Isaiah 1 verse 18. Abandon your way of life, according to Isaiah 55 verse 7, and abandon your current belief system. The question and answer that Jesus had with many of the people while teaching helped them get further understanding about what they needed to do next. They also got a full explanation about how to embrace God. The many parables were illustrations about various concepts that God wanted his people to understand to trust him. That gave birth to a lot of questions. The real question they needed to answer was, will you believe in God? Taking the step by faith to trust in Jesus is the first step. The next step is to get all your questions answered to enable you to change your way of life and believe about life. Acts 5 verse 31 describes it as this. God used his power to give Jesus the highest position as leader and savior. He did this to lead the people of Israel to him, to change the way they think and act, and to forgive their sins. 1 Timothy 1 verse 14 says, "Our Lord was very kind to me. Through his kindness he brought me to faith and gave me the love that Christ Jesus shows people." So what are the benefits for embracing God's love and resolving the conflict? 1. God will rescue you, according to Ezekiel 36:29-30. He will bless you so that you will always have provision and you will no longer suffer disgrace. His favor is with everyone who has an undying love for our Lord Jesus Christ. Ephesians 6 verse 24. Something to think about as we conclude this week's podcast is that you won't respond to God unless you are convicted that you need to change. Hearing the word of God is critical to helping you take action and make a decision. And finally, going forward, you must embrace Jesus and his teachings to maintain the relationship. So something to think about this week is that, are you convicted by the word to change your life? What do you need in order to make the decisions that you have going forward? And how is your relationship with Christ? Is it healthy, lukewarm, cold, or hot? Something to think about. And until next week, God bless. And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com. Resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.